This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to you live from the Lady to Lady Glam Cave, it's our Beef of the Week. Beef, 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 beef,
beef, beef, beef,
beef, beef, of the week,
week, week, week,
beef
of the week.
Beef of the Week.
Hey everybody, Beef of the Week, Thanksgiving Week edition.
Beef of the Week.
That's a turkey.
That's insane. I mean, it's, man, Thanksgiving's very early this year, and it's very, I'm not prepared. I was like not prepared for it at all.
It kind of happening. Came out of nowhere.
It truly did. It was like, wait, what the, because we just been out of COVID for a minute, and then you're like, wait, what?
I know.
What's happening?
Well, also like the heat wave we've been having in LA just totally reset me back into summer mode too. So this
Gotcha. It's also been hot as fuck in LA, so it's very just like, strange.
Okay, this makes me feel better because I was on tour for a month and I came back and I was like, wait, it's Thanksgiving in like a day. What's happening right now? So it makes me feel good that like that
I think it's a very collective, like,
so.
Where the fuck did Thanksgiving come from?
And also I feel like we're all so fucked up from daylight savings for some reason. Like, I just feel like we're all kind of in a mood.
Yes. And also Thanksgiving's also like almost as early as it can be this year because it's on the 25th, so it's like, it's just like a little earlier than usual too. So I think we're all failing out of it, but we're going to talk about our Thanksgiving beefs as far as, you know, various Thanksgiving foods go. I'm definitely an autumn flavor person, you know, in general. So I like squash, pumpkin, all that stuff. But there's a few. There was one. Now, we don't do this like traditionally with my family anymore, but we used to share Thanksgiving with a family. And I remember the mom would always bring ambrosia salad, the marshmallow salad.
Oh, no.
I can't.
First of all, not a salad in any way, shape, or form.
No, that's like a Sam Asghari salad.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's giving, it's giving bowl where salad, like, it's not a salad. I don't know why these things
gross.
For some reason, if they have six ingredients and they kind of stick together, they're called a salad.
Feels very, and I don't want to, you know, generalize, but it feels very Midwestern.
It's very 50s, old 50s.
Very Jell-O salad. Wasn't there a Jell-O salad?
Oh yeah, that was a big. Oh, that's a big Salt Lake thing. Yeah,
and that's also not a salad. That's just Jell-O.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really. I had to look up the name of it because I was like, I know it has a certain name, which is also the name of it. So weird, ambrosia salad, and I on this description of it, it says, "How is this a salad?" and they said, this is clearly not a classic salad.
It's more of a pudding, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, or in that, more in that vein.
A chunky pudding.
It's a scourge pudding. On humanity is what it is. It's it hits all the wrong marks.
Like, that's what I want. Like, no one likes this, right? Except for maybe like people going to like diners who ate it when they were kids or something.
Yeah, but I think it's like boomers with a nostalgic taste in their mouth. They're just like, well, my parents, you know, survived World War II and they never said they loved me, but they did make me ambrosia and that felt like their love because it sucked. But, you know, here we are. I don't know. It's also, ambrosia is like the word of like, it's the food of the gods. Like, that's like what that word means.
Right.
If that is the food of the gods, that just shows that God is fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, this explains why all the horrible shit happens in his name. If he's just like shoveling ambrosia salad into his fucking mouth all day, like, of course bad stuff's gonna happen.
I think I've had like a bite of it in my entire life, so you guys can just tell me and be honest. Is there mayonnaise in it?
There's not.
It's a sweet salad. So it's like Cool Whip. It's whipped cream.
Oh, it's Cool Whip. It's still like it hits that white salad thing that I hate.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's a creamy white thing tying it all together. So
yeah, it's heavy cream, sugar, sour cream, marshmallows, orange segments, pineapple, coconut, pecans, and maraschino cherries. That's not, it's bad. You need like, ugh.
But you know what is also really offensive about this is like, pineapple is so good on its own. Just put out a bowl of pineapple.
Exactly. And I like pineapple with cottage cheese. I think that's a good combo, but
that's a good combo.
Far as I'm going with this situation.
Yeah. You know what? If you like pineapple and cottage cheese, this is not about Thanksgiving, but Trader Joe's has this pineapple salsa that is so good in cottage cheese.
Oh, man, that sounds dope.
Ooh, that sounds really tasty.
Yeah, okay. So that's okay.
So that's correct. You're right. Huge thing to have a beef with. Yeah.
I feel similarly
about when people do this with there's a similar cranberry recipe. That's like marshmallows and cranberries mixed together. I'm not about either.
No, those are not good textures together. I mean, I also am like, I'm a little basic with my cranberry. Like, I don't mind just the canned.
I like the can. I'm in for the can.
Yeah, I like the canned.
See, I think my beef is the can.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know. Yeah. You like to make the whole fresh. I don't care. Yeah. Give me the can.
I like it fresh. And like, because I grew up on the canned, and then like the first time I had fresh, I was like, what did my parents do to me? Like, this could have been my Thanksgiving this entire time. Like, the fresh is so much better. I'm actually planning the Thanksgiving mini right now, and my dad likes the canned, so I'm going to make both kinds.
Got it.
I think also because I use such a small amount of the cranberry that I don't like know a difference between, you know, I'm like, it's only like a slight bit of tartness for me, so I'm not like, you know.
It's
really good. Rick, a couple, earlier this year, he made like croissants with brie and cranberry, canned cranberry in it together. And those were really good. That was legit. It was a nice use of like an extra, like extra cranberry from something.
Right.
Which was fun.
That sounds good as hell.
Yeah. Well, that's Captain Thanksgiving calling. Be like, hey, why are you fucking with our...
Captain Thanksgiving.
I don't know. It doesn't have a mask. It doesn't have a mascot. And this is probably a controversial choice. I do not like salad on Thanksgiving. I did not grow up with it. It doesn't fit. I don't like a cold food with the rest of my hot food.
Mm-hmm. And I can understand that.
It feels like a waste of space to have used a dish previous when the focus is on like the dish of all of the various mashes.
I don't eat salad. I barely eat a vegetable on Thanksgiving unless it's a mashed potato. I'm just like green things don't really make it on my plate.
Yeah. I just remember the first Thanksgiving. Well, also the first Thanksgiving in LA that I had, I've talked about probably before in the podcast, but me and my friend Bianca, I did not know anybody in LA and I was like, didn't know what to do. And then we saw that the Laugh Factory was having a Thanksgiving that you could go to for free if you wanted. And then we got there and we realized it was basically a soup kitchen.
Thing,
Yes. Yeah. And we were like, okay. So then we felt bad. And then all we ate was salad because we didn't want to
take the turkey.
Yeah. I just like didn't want to because it was like, oh, fuck. We don't have other. This was the plan. But then whatever.
So you've been making up for it ever since.
Ever since. And it was the first time I'd ever seen it offered. That was not a thing that we had offered.
Wow. I don't know if this is the meanness of it or the Californianness of it, but I find Thanksgiving to be a huge salad holiday.
No! Yes!
I mean, I'm not shocked by this. That's why I said I think it would be controversial here.
I love salad. I love the opportunity to eat multiple salads at once. But I agree with you. Definitely that there's a real estate issue because salads are kind of like feathers. Like they take up a lot of space, but you don't get a lot of like, it's not dense. You don't get a lot of bang for your buck. So as someone who loves salad, I totally agree. I think there should be a separate bowl or plate so that you can clear up that space for non-salad items.
That makes sense. Yeah. It doesn't work on the plate with all the other stuff.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I don't want to get mashed potatoes on my lettuce.
So are you like making multiple salads for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Jess? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm narrowing it down right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's great. Are you guys doing it at your house or are you going up north or like where?
We're going to Vegas to see my dad and my half brothers. And we got like a cool Airbnb that has a pool have a big kitchen. So I really like to cook and so does my dad. So I think I'm going to go big this year. I think we're going to have like oysters or charcuterie.
It's a year to go big. It's been a long time since everyone was able to have a holiday together. I feel like it's time.
Yeah.
I know we're not sure what we're doing because yeah, we were like unsure of who's going to be here and all this stuff. But last year I bought a turkey. There's a turkey in my fucking freezer from a year ago. Oh. And I think it'll still be, it'll probably, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to still be good, but I need to make the fucking thing because it's been sitting there. So I'm like, it's either just going to be me and Adam eating this thing or like, I'm sure I'll figure something out and have people over. But yeah, that's my only goal is to like make that so that it's not haunting me anymore.
That's a lot of real estate in a freezer for a long time.
It's been, I know, it's really been taken up some space for quite a minute.
Oh my gosh, you know,
I had a freezer moment last night. I was like going into my freezer to cook and I have this bag of frozen berries that's been there for 2 years and I haven't really seen it for 2 years. And like last night I just looked at it and I was like, nope. And I threw it away.
Good.
Like, I don't know what made,
congratulations,
what made last night be the night.
It's probably not even, it's probably mostly freezer burn at this point. So it's there's no point.
Yeah,
this is a separate beef. So you guys are maybe getting a 2-for-1 beef out of this. Happy Thanksgiving. But like, why aren't freezers like organized better? Why aren't the things that are supposed to be in there better?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's just a pile of things that you're terrified of constantly. There needs to be like a freezer organization or something that, or like things need to come boxed in a different way or whatever. It's just a constant shit show.
You know what, Brandy? I think this is a class issue. Because I have been to rich people's houses and their freezers are organized as fuck. Like if you go to a rich person's freezer,
they probably have someone cleaning and stocking their fridge.
Well, they have someone cleaning, but they also do those like drawer ones. They do have like shelves and drawers.
They got the low freezer.
They got
too.
The low freezer with the organization systems. They've got the container store freezer. And us plebes are just dealing with this like mound of peas and patties.
I'm dealing with it because our fridge has been in this house since we've been here, right? So it's probably been, it's at least 15 years old, if not more.
Yeah.
And I did like a deep clean of it the other day because it needed it. I went down to the bottom. I took off the thing with like the dust filter that was gross, it. And I found an evaporation tray I didn't know about that was full of brown sludge. And I was like fucking disgusted. And I was like, this is something that like I've watched so much Kitchen Nightmares and Bar Rescue that like they would find and like freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
You could feel John Tapper in your house screaming at you.
And I was like, I can't believe this is in my home. It's probably making me sick. Like I was so grossed out. So we got rid of it. But like, we're like, fuck this. We need a new fridge. It's so gross. Like, you know, this has been here forever. But they're so expensive. And I was like, I have to pay like $2,500 to get a fridge that isn't exactly just like this fridge, basically.
I know.
It's insane. It's so
and
crazy.
Like it's such bullshit because like everyone needs a fridge.
Yeah. It's just like, so I'm gonna probably just get a exact replica of the one we have now, but just like not discussed.
Ugh.
Gosh.
It's sad. Okay, let's wrap up our beef. Anybody got a last like a number one Thanksgiving beef?
This is just like a vegetarian thing, and it's a tale as old as time. But like things that should be vegetarian that have broth in them. I have a hard time eating. I think that's why I always cook on Thanksgiving, because I like to know what's in everything. That so I'd rather just be in control, because when I go to someone else's Thanksgiving, it just is kind of stressful.
You don't want that. Yeah, because like somebody can make mashed potatoes or whatever. Obviously anything can have like chicken
stuffing
broth in it.
It's a big one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's annoying. Sense. And I always feel, and it's just so, I mean, obviously, this is so stupid, but like people being dumb about the tofurkies and stuff like that. Like, I just did a vegan, you know, the wedding I just emceed and DJed was vegan. And we were joking about how we should go and just be like, but how do you get your protein? Like 1,000 times over. It's just like, shut the fuck up. Like, who cares?
That's a separate beef, but it's so true. Someone asked me that recently, and I was like, why is everyone so concerned with how vegetarians are getting their protein? Am I walking around like, how are you getting your B vitamins?
Yeah.
How do you get your antioxidants? Yeah.
it's that same thing where people pretend that they give a fuck about fat people's health, where they're like, well, you know, you should be it's that same thing where it's like, no, that's not how you don't care about my health. You just like want to feel better than me in some weird way.
Yeah,
exactly. This is just some bullshit for sure.
Okay. Now I get it. It's like they feel weird that they're not vegetarian. So they're like, well, clearly you're deficient.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Well, we're thankful for all of you guys listening. Thank you so much.
Yes. Enjoy your leftovers and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.